James Garner. Mom and Dad agreed to store a camper that my wife Pam and I were trying to sell. The Winnebago was positioned in their front yard with a for sale sign. On this particular day, I stopped by to charge up the batteries and confirm that all systems were running so that potential buyers would be duly impressed as to the value of this wonderful machine. There was little sun. It was a cold, blustery, and soggy day. Pop was helping me with multiple steps involved in testing the systems. We called Mom out to help and asked her to plug in the power line. Mom enthusiastically, she was always enthusiastic, as always, rushed out upon hearing her name. She touched the wet front steps and went sliding down and forward. As she hit the ground and howled in pain, my dad rushed over to her side. He tenderly picked her up, assuring that she would be okay. He stroked her hair, holding her in his arms and carried her inside. Mom suffered only scratches and bruises or two, but it was a revealing moment of the psyche of my dad. The man could be tough as nails, but not when it involved his sweetheart, Betty Ann. Years later, as Mom both faded, both physically and mentally, Pop was her caretaker. There was nothing that she needed in those years that Pop would not do for her. He read, he dressed, he bathed, he fed, he prayed, he cleaned her, right up until the end. Nicholas Sparks' characters in The Notebook had nothing over Mom and Dad.